Listeners may have noticed that HMS Trackbridge's progress across the waters is occasionally accompanied by the odd contretemps with other vessels. They've just had another. Entering Portsmouth Harbour too fast, they succeeded in 30 seconds flat in sinking an oil tanker, overturning a mobile crane, upending the Sea Lord's private yacht, and tipping that eminent gentleman into the oily black water. While swimming about waiting for rescue, his resemblance to Al Jolson was remarkable, and a spirited rendition of Sonny Boy from the deck of HMS Trantbridge didn't help matters. But his naval lordship was, to put it tactfully, discomfited, and his discomfiture results in a high-ranking visit of inspection by the Admiral and Rear Admiral Ironbridge to sort things out. You can hear how they all got on next Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2:30 in the light program.
Right then, heads by your loudspeakers, volume's up, let's be having you listening. Face front with lug holes revolving. A nice little bit of belt up all round. Pertwee is sending his greetings to Forrigan Parts. Well, frozen friends, before sending you me heartfelt Yuletide jolly vitifications, you might as well know from the off that I needn't not have been here at all. This being the season of rip snorting, bottoms up, who the heck are you, you off-cut layabout-type parties? Johnsy has naturally been in great demand for keeping the merry fitification-making going. Yeah, there was the odd invite for a bit of a nosh-up at the palace. A booze-up with you-know-who at Downing Street. Well, you may not know who in Downing Street, but I do. It's to be a free-for-all at Fred's Cafe, which is on the corner of Whitehall and Downing Street. Yeah, and there was one other little invitation, which I've reluctantly rejected. This was for a bit of dodgy tete-a-tete at Lousy Lil's place in Portsmouth. However, I had no hesitation in scrubbing round all these pressing invitations because, for one thing, this is the time of year when one cannot let down one's absent friend and comrade. And for another, only a serviceman like myself can know how much a message from home can mean when you're cut off from civilization. And thirdly, I was skint. And apart from that, the drawback of going to the palace or Downing Street was that you had to take your own bottle of wallop and a bag of crisps. Well, having set the mood for Christmas cheer, all of us aboard HMS Troutbridge send you all the season's greetings. I volunteered and would have much preferred to have come out to you and delivered them to you personally, but this wasn't possible owing to a criminal error of justice which has resulted in my being temporarily detained in irons. So a very Merry Christmas to you all from all of us, and I hope this doesn't leave you as it leaves me. Warder! Warder, let me out of here. I shall never do that to the Christmas pudding again. Let me out of here. I demand to see Perry Mason.
Hello, this is Richard Murdoch bringing a Christmas greeting to all our friends in Antarctica from the stage of the BBC's Paris studio in Lower Regent Street, London. All over the West End, the lights are on, there are fabulous decorations in the streets, the shop windows are brightly lit, and there are people everywhere. The people, my goodness, in Oxford Street, they're queuing up to get on the pavement. The Christmas shopping rush is on, the tubes and buses are packed. The money's going like water. You aren't off a lucky lot down there at the South Pole. But seriously, I know things are fairly tough down your way, and all of us here would like to wish you a happy Christmas and all the very best for the new year. Actually, we're here to record a new programme called The Men from the Ministry, which you'll be hearing on the General Overseas Service in the new year. As you can guess from the title, it's all about a couple of idiots in Whitehall dropping clangers all over the place. Well, it'll be no surprise to you to hear that I play one of the idiots, but it may surprise you to know that the other is played by a great actor of stage and screen, and you've probably seen him many times in films or in plays, but he's doing his first ever radio series. Mind you, he's worked for the BBC before, It was a bookmaker's benevolent club. This is the first time he's ever done any actual broadcasting, so I'm very proud to introduce him to you now, my old friend, Wilfred Hyde White.
How do you do?
Wilfred, I'm sending a greeting to these chaps in the Antarctic. Would you care to join me?
Indeed I would, but I'm sure it must be very cold and bleak down there. Probably even colder and bleaker than in my dressing room.
Where is your dressing room, Wilfred?
The Criterion Theatre. You know perfectly well I'm playing in a play called Miss Bell is Missing at the Criterion Theatre
every
night at 8:30 and twice on Thursday and Saturday.
It'll be on now the... these chaps will be out there for 2 years, so it'll...
If not,
be...
we'll go out there with it.
Oh, you heard that. That's a promise. Anyhow, have you seen this information sheet about what the British Antarctic Survey does?
I have. You know, mind you, I don't think they do too badly. I see that the patrol ship, HMS Protector, has arrived in Port Stanley carrying 16 large turkeys, 45,000 tots of rum, 38,000 cans of beer, and 30,000 packets of sweets.
And that's only for the captain.
Oh, I see.
Do you think there's any chance of us men from the ministry being posted out there, Wilfred?
Well, if we get in any worse trouble, I should think it's quite probable. Let's see, we could go to Stonington Island, Adelaide Island, or Halley Bay.
Yes, and there's Sini. How do you pronounce that? S-I-G-N-Y? Sini?
I should think so.
Vini is in France, I know that. Or the Argentine Islands.
And Deception Island or Hope Bay. That sounds more like life at the ministry. Yeah. Plenty of deception and not much hope.
I see there aren't any women down there, so these fellows have to do their own chores.
In that case, I don't think I'll go.
Mind you, now I've got the wife working, I have to cook my own breakfast, you know.
Do you really?
Oh, yes. I find the important thing is just to time things so nicely that when the milk boils over, it puts the toast out.
Richard, if you don't mind my saying so, I'd put that one back in the Christmas cracker if I...
I'll save it for pantomime.
That's it, yes. Now, you start your pantomime next week?
Yes.
At the
Devonshire Park Theatre, Eastbourne.
A little bit louder, yes.
Matinees every day.
That's it, now.
Comparatively cheap prices.
That's quite enough, yes. I think
just
you better sign off
now.
That's the thing for the kiddies. But we'll sign off and let our studio audience give the chaps in Antarctica a big round of applause.
Quite right. Happy Christmas, Antarctica.
Happy Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, hello there, fellows. This is Ted Ray, sending Christmas greetings to you all out there, whether you're at Port Stanley in the Falkland Islands or aboard RRS Shackleton, or the Royal Research Ship John Biscoe, and I mustn't forget the Kistadan. How are you enjoying your piano? From the keyside to the keyboard, eh? Ha ha, I'm killing me. Maybe you're in the air, flying round that ice shelf at Churchill Peninsula, or even in those frogman suits, diving into the sea. Say, what do you expect to find down there, frozen cod? Now, of course, I can't mention all your names. To do so would be invidious. There's Charlie Invidious, Fred Invidious, and Harry Invidious. But one thing I will bet on, you're sure of a white Christmas. Not like the one we had here at home last year, just a thick smog. I remember it so well. I was awakened by the sound of the birds. Coughing. And was it cold? Brother. There was a knock at the door, and when I opened it, there stood a little brass monkey, asking if he could come inside. It seemed it even lost his testimonials. Actually, he'd fallen off the door. The nail had come out. I looked everywhere for it, but I just couldn't find that golden rivet. Ah, but you won't be short of Christmas cheer out there, will you, boys? I hear you'll get stuck into lots of turkeys, 45,000 tots of rum, 38,000 cans of beer, 30,000 packets of sweets, and 12,000 ice creams. What? No bicarb? I don't know what we're having for Christmas dinner. Last year we went over to my wife's mother's place. All she gave me was tongue and a peace of mind. What a party that was. The wine flowed like glue. Ah, but Christmas is great, isn't it? And everyone in London has the Christmas spirit, and it's so infectious. Why, only this morning I saw a traffic warden smiling from ear to ear as he wrote out a parking ticket for me. My wife has been window shopping, by the way. In our front room, we've got 14 windows. Everybody's giving presents. I was going to give my wife something she needs, but how can I wrap up a bath? And then I wanted to buy a present for my 16-year-old nephew, something he'd really enjoy. But where can I get a 15-year-old girl? I'll tell you one thing. We're not having a Christmas tree this year. We had one last year that was so tall, I had to cut a round hole in the ceiling of our flat. I didn't mind the bloke upstairs hanging his presents on our tree, but what I didn't bargain for was the fact that he has a large Alsatian dog. And he has the nerve to refer to us as that shower from downstairs. Can you beat it? Well, that's it, boys. I have to go now. I've left some prunes on the stove and they're getting stewed, hoping you're the same. So wherever you are and whatever you're doing, this is Ted Ray saying, raise a glass and a very Merry Christmas to you all.
Well, now, this is the time of the year that we of the Beyond Our Ken group like to send Christmas greetings on behalf of us all to the 85 members of the British Antarctic Survey, wherever they may be, at any of the seven British bases: Deception Island, Hope Bay, Sydney Island, Stonington Island, Argentine Islands, Adelaide Island, and Halle Bay. That would be rather nice, wouldn't it? Once again, yes. We do this. Yes. Right. Well, now, as an ex-RAF type myself, I thought it would be in order for me to send special greetings to members of the RAF seconded to the survey who carry out flying operations from the Adelaide Island Base. And they are Flight Lieutenants Bob Bond and Abe Lincoln.
Good old
Bob. Abe Lincoln. I bet he's had his leg pulled a few times about that. And Chief Technician Roy Brand. And at Halle Bay, looking after the radar equipment, let's wish a very happy Christmas to Chief Technicians Dave Robinson and George Strong. Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy
Christmas.
Now then, aboard the John Biscoe, there are two more pilots and another technician on their way to relieve the others. So if they're listening, the season's greetings to Flight Lieutenant David Blair, Flying Officer Bill Strutt, and Chief Technician Jeffrey Barrett. And there's also Neville Brind, a former member of the RAF on his way to Halle Bay aboard the Kista Dan. Jolly good luck to him, too. Now, Antarctica, of course, is a man's world. No feminine touch out there at all. So this is the point, I think, when I ought to introduce Betty Marsden. And Betty, incidentally, you know those lovely husky dogs they have out there? Well, there's a new little husky dog on the way. Mm. Well, they think it is. They don't think it's a dog, actually.
Oh.
Anyhow, they're going to name it Betty Marsden. Here you are, Betty. Off you go.
Thank you very much for christening a dog. After me, I think it's a marvelous idea. I only hope it doesn't have the same reaction as christening my Welsh collie Angus has had on him. It's given him, I think, what they call it, is a psychological problem or something, because he breaks everything in the house. He eats cheese, taking it off the table and all that sort of thing. I only hope that your husky puppy lady won't in any way behave like me. Well, not all the time, anyway. Thank you. Happy Christmas to you all. Bless you. And a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Betty. Now, we mustn't forget Captain R.H. Graham and the 240 officers, ratings, and Royal Marines of HMS Protector, who are today at Port Stanley in the Falkland Islands. And we hope that just a few of the 45,320 tots of rum that were aboard are left so that you could... Yes, it's something, isn't it? We hope there's a bit left so that they can raise their glasses and respond to our toast, which is a very simple one. Happy Christmas to you all. And from this lovely audience here in the Paris Cinema, Lower Regent Street, London, England, I think we might give them three cheers. So hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hooray! Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Oh, that was good.
I didn't say nothing.